Lord be with you. It's my great privilege to introduce one of my good friends. Come on out here. Gretchen Schoon-Tanis. Yeah, give Gretchen a little bit of love here. Gretchen is a 1990 graduate of Hope College, former soccer player, former coach here at Hope College. She is ordained in the Reformed Church in America, got her PhD from King's College in London. She teaches in the ministry minor here at Hope College and has come to give us a good word from the book that we love, Romans. Would you give Gretchen a warm Hope College homecoming welcome?
Happy homecoming week to you all, and a special shout out to my daughter Emmy, who's here with me this morning, Hope College class of 2028, thereabouts. It's a great honor and a privilege to be with you this week. Over the summer, Paul Borsma contacted me and said, would you be willing to help us out with chapel this fall? And I said, sure, no problem. I would love to help. Just let me know what you need. So he said back to me, we'll be working through the book of Romans. Would you be willing to cover an assigned set of verses? I said, sure, I'm happy to help. No problem. So a week or two later, I was reading over the verses that Paul gave to me, and it necessitated a direct route to the Keppel house to talk to Paul face to face. I said, Borsma, give me a little credit here. What's the deal? All of my verses from the book of Romans that we'll talk about today have to do with circumcision. So, folks, welcome to your midweek Too Much Information chapel service led by one of the most adjunct professors here on campus. I teach one class, one semester, and I team teach it. So, with that in mind, listen to these words from Romans chapter 2, starting with verse 25. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Jewish ceremony of circumcision is worth something only if you obey God's law. But if you don't obey God's law, you are no better off than an uncircumcised Gentile. And if the Gentiles obey God's law, won't God give them all the rights and honors of being his own people? In fact, uncircumcised Gentiles who keep God's law will be much better off than you Jews who are circumcised and know so much about God's law but don't obey it. Now listen closely. For you are not a true Jew just because you were born of Jewish parents or because you've gone through the Jewish ceremony of circumcision. No, a true Jew is one whose heart is right with God. And true circumcision is not a cutting of the body, but of change of heart produced by God's Spirit. Whoever has that kind of change seeks praise from God, not from people. A true Jew is one whose heart is right with God. Now, I'm not completely out of my element here. My husband and I had our first child in 2005 and were blessed to have a baby boy. It's not the norm these days. However, we did choose to have our son circumcised when he was first born. My oldest cousin was meeting our son for the first time a few months later and asked me a rather unorthodox question. The very first thing she said to me was, did you choose to have him circumcised? Yeah, we did actually. And her response was, how barbaric! How could you do that to him? It's so invasive. And me being the younger cousin with my firstborn child, I was like, actually, it wasn't that big a deal. Just sort of fell off after a few days. I told you, too much information. I gave you fair warning. Gratefully, in 21st century North American medicine, it's as least invasive as it can possibly be these days. And gratefully, I am blessed to have a nurse for a sister-in-law who works in labor and delivery. So I talked to her. I said, Michelle, tell me about circumcision, really, because I have to talk about it in chapel. She said, well, you just put a plastic ring around, cuts off circulation, dries up, falls off. That's really the unscientific edited version of how that works. And really, from my perspective, as a first-time parent, it didn't seem, you know, too big a deal for our son. And the report from my sister-in-law was, in fact, that a majority of those who are circumcised as newborn infants sleep through the procedure. And I was thinking to myself, actually, the childbirth process is traumatic enough that I don't think a little circumcision really makes anything better or worse in the life of a newborn infant. Now, walk with me through this metaphor here, okay? Listen to these words again. For you are not a true Jew just because you were born of Jewish parents or because you've gone through the Jewish ceremony of circumcision. No, a true Jew is one whose heart is right with God. And true circumcision is not a cutting of the body, but a change of heart produced by God's Spirit. Whoever has that kind of change seeks praise from God, not from people. I'm just going to go all in with this metaphor because I think that God's Spirit is at work in your lives. But I think that if you truly desire to be changed by God's Spirit, to have a heart that's right with God, there might be some things in your life that you have to cut off. And I know that God's Spirit is speaking to your heart specifically for your individual situation. There may be things in your life where you have just got to cut off the circulation to those things in order to live more fully for God. Hunter, I'm going to use you as an example. Sorry, I didn't ask you in advance. Are you playing too many hours of Grand Theft Auto? Are you spending too much time on Facebook? Are you more interested in how many people like your Instagram picture? All of those things distract us from having a heart that's full of God's Spirit. And this is not something we do so that other people see it. It's something that we do so that our spirits are in tune with God's Spirit. So I leave this as a rhetorical question for you to deal with in your relationship with God. What are those things that God is calling you to set aside? What are those things that need to be cut off so that you can truly live within God's Spirit? And you know what? You may think that it's an impossible situation, that it's going to be so painful you can't do it. Whether that's leaving an unhealthy relationship, whether that's making a hard choice to put yourself in good situations. But look at what circumcision is like in 21st century North America. It's not necessarily painful. You may even sleep through the procedure, I don't know. But listen for the ways in which God's Spirit is nudging you to make those choices. Let's pray together. Lord, your voice is often a still, small voice in the back of our minds or in the depths of our soul. Lord, today we ask that you will give us the ability to follow your Spirit. We desire our hearts to be attuned to yours. Lord, we ask forgiveness for the ways that we fill our lives with so many unhealthy things, that we lose track of who you are, the call you've placed on our lives, the hope that you have called us to live into. We pray, Lord, that you will renew our lives today. Give us the strength and the courage to take steps to live in your beauty. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.